It's Wednesday, and that means it's time for Senior Moments.
This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.
And this week on Senior Moments, we're going to focus in on seniors and pets. And we have guests with us from Jameson Rescue Ranch. Monica Stevens, founder, co-founder, and CEO is here with us. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Barry.
And also Brenda Burke, who manages community outreach. Brenda, welcome to the show as well. Thanks for being here, and we're ready to find out about what you do with Jameson Rescue Ranch. But first, Monica, I want to find out a little bit about you. You started this, co-founded this organization when?
My husband and I co-founded Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch literally 5 years ago. It was July of 2014.
What was the need that was not being met when you decided to do this?
Well, we are an all domestic rescue. So while there is a great need for help with dogs and cats and horses, there's also a larger need for farmed animals in our community. And I was under the impression that, animals needed a better home and life and opportunity. And there was a lot of systemic problems that people weren't addressing. So while Jameson is a rescue, it's also very program-centric, such as our spay and neuter program, which last year we paid for a spay and neuter of over 2,500 animals. So those are things that we felt we could address the bigger problems in addition to dogs and cats needing to be rescued.
Mm-hmm. Brenda, when people ask you about Jameson, what's your elevator speech? How do you describe what the organization does?
Well, in my position as community outreach, we address situations and challenges that people have with animals. We provide programs and direction to help prevent things from happening with animals, prevent people from surrendering them, from not being able to feed them. So we really are a preventative intervention. We create lots of programs for that in being out in the community and finding out what the needs are from them specifically.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to say, I haven't been around a long time and see organizations come and go. For only being 5 years old, you have generated a lot of attention, a lot of awareness to the organization. I feel like I see you everywhere. Right?
Thank you for that. That's a good thing, Barry.
Yeah, people do outreach like to hear that, I know.
You do, definitely.
But it's very true, and it's honest. It's good work in getting your name there and your mission. We're focused on senior issues on this program, and we have a seniors and pets focus here today. Monica, set us up. You told me a little bit off the air about a special project and program that you have in this regard.
Yeah, we think it's a beautiful kind of a match.com or matchmaking opportunity for our seniors who are looking for the love and companionship of a pet, but may be concerned, Barry, that they don't have the financial wherewithal or how to go about doing this. So Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch has a program called Forever Foster, wherein we help connect a senior to their forever companion. And Jameson will come in, we'll help match the right animal to the senior. We will provide support, whatever they need, whether it's food or dog walking. What we're looking for, Barry, are wonderful senior homes where senior animals in particular, we just, in partnership with our local local shelter, Napa County Animal Shelter, we just took 5 senior cats from them. They're lovely. They could use a good home. We think that there's seniors out there that have a lap for them. So we're looking to do that matchmaking. And once again, with Brenda's expertise, and she works with the seniors quite a bit, we feel this program could really take off with some really great opportunity of matchmaking.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about it, Brenda. How does it work?
Well, it actually started in with our Senior Citizens Pet Wellness Program, where we help seniors provide services and supplies for their pets. We were recognizing that seniors were having to feed their own Meals on Wheels. We partnered with Meals on Wheels, and they realized that seniors were actually feeding their pets their meals. So that was the first aha moment that we need to do something about this. This isn't right. So it's really fast forward into seniors really experience a lot of loneliness and depression. Many seniors have had everything taken from them because maybe they've fallen and all of a sudden everyone feels that they shouldn't live on their own. They lose their homes. They lose their pets. Senior communities don't allow pets in a lot of situations. So we have come in and become that middle person, that solution, if you will, the solution to help these seniors have a companion and help them with exercise, help them with depression, help them get out and meet their neighbors, help them with their health issues. You know, they have a purpose in life. So caring for a small dog or a cat, it really does elong their life and their health by feeling that they have a purpose in life and someone to care for and someone that unconditionally jumps up in their lap and cuddles with them at night. It's a beautiful thing I've witnessed with these seniors and the transformation that I've personally witnessed with these seniors that haven't had pets, where maybe their neighbor has said, look, you know, my neighbor's not doing well at all. She never comes outside. We had one senior particularly that would smoke all the time, and she was by herself and very angry, very depressed. And we had a neighbor. My mother lives in a senior facility, and we had a neighbor that reached out to myself and said, you know, she needs some help. And long story short, we provided her with a cat. That's really what started our Forever Foster program. We gave this woman a cat. The woman stopped smoking because she wanted to be around long enough to take care of her cat. So it's transpired into this. She's on the second cat now. And she goes outside. She doesn't smoke anymore. She is with her neighbors. It's a conversational piece. It's beautiful.
Yeah, she's got a new lease on life.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And some of these senior pets, they're in the same situation, Barry. They've lost their companion, and they're looking for a companion to be with. And so we, you know, the thing is, we have the animals, and we have the solution, and we have the, you know, the necessary requirements for these seniors, and we'd love to share that with them. Yeah.
I read something just the other day about people who have dogs tend to be healthier and live longer?
Yes,
absolutely.
And somebody attributed that simply to the idea that you've got to walk the dog all the time. So it gets you up and moving, right? Yeah. So how does a person engage with this? Is this a situation where you know who fits this program, or do people come to you saying, I'd like to get involved?
It's a little bit of both, but we certainly welcome callers getting in touch with us. Can I give out the number, Barry?
No, we don't do that. Of course you can. Go ahead.
It's 707-927-3536. And they can simply call and tell the wonderful person on the other line that they are interested in becoming a Forever Foster member. And then they would connect them to Brenda.
And you have web content as well?
Yes. Yes, we do. Absolutely.
What's your website?
It's a long one, JamesonAnimalRescueRanch.org.
How do you spell Jameson?
J-A-M-E-S-O-N.
It's a long time, you know, local problem. Jameson Rescue Ranch?
Animal Rescue Ranch.
Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch, all one word.
.org.
.org, okay.
Yeah. And it is on our program page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a limitation on this program? I mean, obviously you're talking to seniors. What's your definition of senior?
That's really a good question, because now seniors are considered to be 55. So,
oh my God, I'm a senior.
I'm not gonna. I was gonna keep that secret, but you know, I'm looking towards the benefits.
Yeah, people are living longer and longer, and yet the start of being a senior is younger than it used to be. That doesn't make any sense.
It's very true. And these senior retirement homes and communities are actually lowering the age for senior living.
Wow.
And accommodating that. So
55 and over.
Okay.
How about
55
that?
55 and
right.
older.
Yeah.
And can a person specify what kind of pet they're interested in?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Some people are more cat people and some people more dog people. Mm-hmm. So, Yeah. Bring it on. We'd love to connect.
And so the Forever Foster program will subsidizes the costs. Does that include things like trips to the vet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We assist with that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Right. You know, some seniors, they just need the connectivity to the animal, and they'll take it from there. Mm-hmm. And some people need a little bit of everything. So it's kind of like an a la carte menu. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Right.
What else can we learn today?
Well, I have actually an invite. So any senior that might be encouraged to do maybe a tea or a lunch or something where they want to gather some of their former senior friends into their home or into their community, we're happy to come in and do a little presentation and allow more questions and give some more information about this specific program. And we'll bring the donuts and the coffee or the sandwiches.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's really exciting because we will do that. We also get invited many times to the senior community retirement homes where we'll go do a presentation in front of the whole residents of that particular community. Mm-hmm. And that's been very successful.
Yeah. Once again, we're a solutions-based organization, so we're always trying to find solutions on both ends, the humans and the animals.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. Obviously, this is not the only program you have, a much broader program of animal rescue, but we're focused on the senior topics on this show, so we've been focused on Forever Foster. Brenda Burke, the manager of community outreach, and Monica Stevens, co-founder and CEO of the Jamison Animal Rescue Ranch. Anything final before we wrap up?
We appreciate that opportunity.
Very much. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us on.
On that phone number again, 927-3536, JamisonAnimalRescueRanch.org on the web. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you
so much, Barry.
Thank you.
And that's our Senior Moments program.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.